Alright, this is 10 dozen minutes of spookiness with Jake and Skullhead, and I'm gonna stop doing that right now, because I kind of
have. I was gonna make you if you didn't volunteer to.
You don't make trash, you just burn it. Wait, that doesn't work the other way, does it? Anyway, I'm Mr. Skullhead, we got Jake over there. I'm in my Jake costume, though.
You are?
Yes.
What are you wearing?
I don't think we want the show to go there.
Somebody, one of our friends dressed up as the pretentious artist for the Halloween party that we went to. It was pretty, me and several other people commented that there were several times when we actually was like, oh, hey, Roy, how's it go? Oh, wait. It was a pretty uncanny costume.
Did you guys end up getting any pictures of your costumes?
That's a good question. I don't know. Probably not. Mine was pretty awful, and nobody really got it, but I also didn't really expect anyone to.
Nobody really got mine, even the people who really, really should have.
Really?
So, yeah, this morning, Sassy Lassie asked me if I was a groove. That was much to my chagrin.
Oh, well.
I dressed as an attention deficit demon, by the way.
And I was a zombie John Lennon.
Yeah,
but that was a little trickier to do than I thought. Relying on my innate kind of looking like John Lennon and my new rounder glasses, some horror flesh.
How'd the horror flesh work out?
Pretty good. I think I just looked like a guy with some green shit on his face,
right?
And a t-shirt that said New York City, but yeah. So. Has anything happened since last week?
No, there haven't been any major upheavals that I can think of.
Yeah, me neither. Why don't we just do an all-music show tonight?
Yeah, instead of like playing music, we could just sing songs that we kind of remember.
Yeah, like spooky Halloween songs?
Yeah.
Although, I think our little Row Row the Boat fiasco demonstrates that we can't sing together on Skype.
Right. Or we can't sing together when I'm one of the people singing.
Oh, I see.
So,
So we got this whole recovery process. I want to talk about a few things actually before we get into that. The Halloween stuff is just waiting on me to draw stuff. I spent today kind of trying to figure out how we're going to go about making it through the, I think, 8,000 messages in the bug reports box right now about stuff that got lost. Developing tools. I had Zeno write us a thing so we can easily get people's stuff verified that they actually had it and get it back to them. So that's going to, we're going to get into that. We're going to be involved in that process for a long, long time. But the other thing is, we really got to figure out, like, I wrote some stuff today to, like, automatically regrant access to all the chat channels I could reasonably do, and I gave Marshall the ability to reinvite people into PvP if they got kicked out, so that, since he's a, you know, kind of a figurehead in there, that can be taken care of, so that, I mean, because people could get back in there by just breaking their stone again, but the people who are already PvPing, I didn't want to force them to have to wait 2 weeks. But if they're active in there, he'll know who they are, and they'll know to come to him. So, I got that, and I think I got the Ascension tattoos, just the Roman numeral tattoos, redone. And looking through the messages, a lot of them were just that. A lot of them are nothing but missing stainless steel and plexi stuff, which will be pretty easy to tell how many of those things people are entitled to and get those back to them. Most people, and this is, I think, the best we could have hoped for, most people are like, you know, I lost a bunch of stuff, but all I really cared about were X, Y, and Z. You know, in those cases, we just kind of do a quick glance through the logs, make sure it's something that's reasonable for them to have had, and then give it to them. I'm a little worried, though, about a couple of things. One is that we really need to sort of decide what things we're going to deal with and what things we're not before we start dealing with things, because otherwise it'll be like, well, now you're just playing favorites or whatever. You know, you did this for him, how come you won't do it for me, kind of thing. And you know, I don't want us to decide that we can't do something just because it would take way too much time and have it be leveled inconsistently, you know? And the other thing is, I feel like once we start giving stuff out, we're just going to get swamped with people trying to screw us out of items they didn't actually have. Maybe I'm overestimating the extent to which that will happen, and I hope so. But times like this, that always kind of tends to bring out the worst in a very, very, very small fraction of people who are jerks. I think making the statement, the Multizar hates liars, and if he founds out that you done lies unto us upon them, you will have been disabled. Yeah. So, take that, you sneaky jerks.
Right.
But everybody else, it has been really, really sort of heartwarming. The response has just been overwhelmingly, like, sympathetic, and that's really makes me happy because, you know, we are, I think, by and large, people understand that we are going to do the best we can to make things right. And, yeah, so that has pushed the Halloween stuff behind a little. I've got a lot of the work done, but there's still, and Zeno did a lot of the work last night that I wasn't expecting. It was a nice surprise to have all the stuff done when I came in. And I would imagine that I'll be able to get the rest of the stuff drawn and get it put in there tonight. So plenty of funny there, a little bit of advancement of the plague event, but not quite, because I think that stuff should go in before we actually finish the mechanics of what it amounts to. And the item of the month, which just kind of everybody forgot about, will probably be 2 or 3 days out. I say that in the hopes that it will be 1 or 2, and people are happy about that. But we're all set up. I've got everybody access to the tools, so there'll be like 5 or 6 of us going through messages. And so, you know, even if we're able to each devote, you know, a few hours a day to it, I think we'll get through it in a couple of weeks. But again, I can't entirely make any promises in that regard, because it may end up depending on, you know, how bad load actually is and how much of this we can offload to, like, the sandbox server here. It may take a long time to actually just, you know, wait for the queries run to verify what people had and stuff. So, and there are some things, like, I have a feeling that, like, the class tattoos for ascending, any of those that you lost, we're just going to have to say that those are gone, because there's just really no way of knowing which ones to give and which ones to do. And I apologize to everyone who lost anything like that, but, you know, some things that are just purely cosmetic like that, we just, in the interest of getting everybody taken care of, we're just going to have to not deal with it. And, it makes me sad. It makes me sad how little attention I was paying, how easy it was for me to just fuck up and destroy all of the data.
I think that makes a lot of people sad.
Yeah, I think it does. The backup thing is really the more inexcusable of the two things that I fucked up, because it's like I kept meaning to go through and make sure that thing was still working right, and I looked at it, I'm like, okay, every once in a while I'll glance at it and be like, all right, the file size looks pretty good for what the data, you know, backup should be, and that's it. But then I realized, you know, like after we added the gift shop, I just never went in and added that table to the backup. And after we moved the mall, I never went in and removed the line that says to back up the mall table. So as soon as it hit that, just everything alphabetically after that didn't get backed up. So we had to revert to the 6 weeks ago, and that just, I mean, and what pisses me off more than anything is this should have been a phone call to fix. This should not be weeks of work. It should have been a phone call, because the host should have helped us with it. But demonstrating again that their policies are not, they're just, you know, as I've said many times, just antagonistic. They go beyond bad. They go beyond just being not good. They are actively and deliberately bad. But very soon, I've been talking to the guys about the stuff, and we can probably get the servers. We can get the orders placed tomorrow,
ooh,
I think, and then they will go to the guys who will set everything up, and we're figuring out a way that we can sort of share some of that burden with them so that we don't have to pay our entire ass to get that done, because that process ended up being a lot more expensive than we were expecting it to be. And we also, I mean, I ended up sort of deciding to spend a lot more money on the servers than I had budgeted for, because I just figure it's worth it. You know, because we get these, and the more money we spend on them, the longer we can go without dealing with it, so without having to upgrade. And, you know, the less work it'll be to get things going. I mean, the more of a just dramatic speed increase we will get just by plugging the machines in. You know, that'll be nice. And, yeah, so, I mean, despite all this despair and gloom and awfulness, the future is bright.
Yeah, and despite all of our rage, we are still just rats in cages.
Yeah, I think despite all our rages, and despite my raging alcoholism.
I find that unlikely.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't describe my alcoholism as raging so much as just sort of lounging.
Quietly despairing?
No, it's pretty happy, actually. And pretty high-pitched, too.
Yeah. Do you think that you might want to stop talking like that?
I suppose I could if you asked me nicely. With a lung full of helium. I think some of these messages predate the catastrophe. Oh no, I guess not really. Only like a screenful. LOTE says the jackpot for the slots should be bigger. Well, you know, the casino is fixing to start making a lot more money or something. Actually, I guess it's not anymore. But who knows? Who knows what'll happen to the casino? Who knows what kind of things are planned for the casino in the future? What with the return of the penguins and all that. Who knows? Certainly not me. Temporary Man says, can we make jewelry in bulk? I bought the meat gems to make jewelry and noticed there was no make as many as possible box. Yes. That's something that should be there. I'm surprised it wasn't already. Green Jeans asks, what percentage of accounts would we say are multis? I honestly would say about half. That's always been my assumption.
You think so? Half?
Yeah. Just because of the number of people who have three or four, you know?
Right.
Vlad Slipshod says, Jick, I think you should put a temporal rift at the campsite. It could go in the empty spot. It would take us back to the old text-based campsite. Yeah, Agent Lex suggested the same thing. That would have been funny, but we just didn't think of it when we were putting it in there. That's kind of spoilery. I think a lot of people don't know about that yet, so I'm not going to talk about that. Late Night Ramen says, thanks for the excellent new content. I just wanted to point out that Cloaca Cola isn't usable from the skill screen MP item drop-down bar and should be. That is all. Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm going to fix that right now. You want to answer a question while I...
Sure, I thought Xenophobe had already fixed that, though.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't push it out, I don't think. Or did he? Let's take a look at this. Skills. He actually made it a lot nicer. There's no longer just a hard-coded list of all the MP items. It's actually like...
Yeah, it works on Dan.
It does. Okay, there's a field in the database that's like belongs in the MP restore list. So we can just use the item spindler to add those in and not have to actually change any code, which is handy. The more of that stuff we can do, the better off we're going to be. There's a lot of times when I added features that I should have added to the database but decided to add them into the code instead. And, that'll be another really nice thing about having faster servers is that we'll be able to do things a little bit more righter. Some stuff that really should be in the database and is now hard-coded just in the interest of optimization will not be as important.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Clapping Man says, why are there F dyspepsy colas in the dyspepsy cola D rations?
Yeah. You really ought to pay more attention when you draw stuff.
Do you mean F like 16?
Yeah.
Like hexadecimal F?
It's actually 15.
No, 15. Yeah. Xeno points out that I'm an idiot. Arcane says, assuming they're not gone already, any hints on how long the rifts are going to stick around? For a while. I want to make sure everybody gets to see it. And I feel like DJ Black Sheep also asked, is all this rift stuff permanent content? yes, and don't call me content. If it has already been removed by next show, ignore me. Now, it's not going to be permanent. The Cola War stuff, I feel like, should either recur like the Pickle Factory, except only maybe a little more frequently, or should become something that starts happening as you go through a given Ascension run. And, I just feel like it's kind of cool and kind of funny, and it would be a shame to just have it only be here for this amount of time, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's just a good mechanic for maybe a little bit of future storylining.
Yeah, so yeah.
It might come in and out.
Yeah,
and
for us to be able to, you know, send you back in time to dick with stuff that then impacts the rest of your run would be fun. Empty Heart says, I think there should be an option in the chat pane like slash exit, like slash refresh, where the chat pane would refresh. I mean, you could just slash exit and then click on the thing again. And that's like refreshing. That's like refreshing, man.
Yeah, I find it. I find it a good pick me up.
Yeah. JuSwamiX, Chicken Scully, aren't you afraid of Jack Thompson suing you for publishing an inappropriate and violent game for children? Our game is not for children. I do sometimes worry that there's that whole Child Online Protection Act thing that we're probably legally obligated to do, but I'm also very much against the idea of a fucking legal disclaimer on the front page of my website.
Right.
You know, so it's just, yeah. Yeah, you know. And then he says again, you have a violent and drug/alcohol-based game for kids. The game is not for kids. I have a feeling that we would probably find it pretty difficult to convince a jury that our game is not for kids, but, I mean, the thing is, every reference in the game is written basically targeted at people in their late 20s.
Right.
The fact that it's stick figures, I think, is going to make people think it's childish, but then, you know, we could show them some other stuff that's obviously not.
We can also refer to the vocabulary that we use.
Yeah. We could also, you know, I mean, I bet that our game is at, like, a high school senior reading level, if you really analyzed it.
At least.
But, yeah, I wonder. That's curious. How do you, isn't there some retarded formula for determining that?
For determining?
Like, it's just, like, length of, it's, like, something that involves the length of sentences in words and the length of words, like, the average length of a word in letters. That determines what the reading level is.
Meh.
You should know this. You're an English teacher.
Yeah, but I'm not an English teacher who believes in crap like that.
Yeah. Flat Luigi says, could it be possible to add an account option to make all inventory panes collapsed as a default? Well, probably not, but we really need to make... It's been on the list for a long time to make the inventory remember which ones you have collapsed. It probably would never last from session to session, which might irritate people like Flat Luigi who wants that. But, yeah. You know what? I think one other thing that would help us with the whole children thing is that we've never advertised.
It's true, except for that one time we advertised at an elementary school.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Shit.
Where he made the cute camel cartoon action figure who was playing the game. In
right.
A series of animated commercials.
It's Marty the Martini. He wants you to suck out his brains.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, what I wonder about that, like, Neopets supposedly got in some trouble for having a casino.
Hmm.
And there was some parents group that got offended by that, and I think they got sued for, like, encouraging kids to gamble. Which, I don't know.
I find that questionable.
Yeah, it's just, I'm pretty sure it happened, and I'm pretty sure they had to change some stuff based on that, or they just decided to change some stuff based on that. And the other, it's weird, I think they're owned by Wizards of the Coast now.
Hmm.
at least I know that Wizards of the Coast publishes a trading card game that is about Neopets. So they either, I can't imagine Wizards licensing some, I mean, and not that this is disparaging, because I would put us in this category, but I can't imagine Wizards licensing some 2-bit web game company's content. You know, it just seems like the kind of thing where they would just acquire the company. But I don't know. I don't know for sure. How we're in this awesome situation where Rollover is in the middle of our show. Again. Which I guess it was in the middle of it before. It was just later.
Yeah.
Earlier.
So Rollover is taking place, like, now?
No, it'll take place in 20 minutes or so. Probably.
No, it's over.
Oh, yeah. Zeno points out the servers are in Texas, so that their time would change, too. Yeah, I think that did happen last time. I remember the first time the time changed, it was written in such a way that it made the chat go back in time by 1 hour, and it was really confusing, because suddenly I saw myself and everyone else having the conversation that we had an hour earlier.
Oh, yeah, the Langoliers moment.
Yeah. I tried to change stuff, too. I was like, oh, man, I'm about to embarrass myself. Stop it, Jake! Don't say it! Don't tell them about the thing in your closet! But I wasn't listening to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garland says, since we now have access to the Icy Peak in the recent past, isn't this the perfect time to reintroduce the Yeti protest sign? Getting a full trophy case seems to be a goal of quite a few people, but many newer players aren't even trying to get trophies because they know they will never be able to get them all. The trophy case is one of the few places where vets and noobs alike can aspire to have it all, except for the Yeti and Ascension trophies. Would it be possible to have them unattainable most of the time, but available during certain events, such as the recent time distortion? There are already plenty of things that are exclusive to people that have been around forever. I mean...
No.
Okay, there... Yeah, exactly. There are plenty of things that are exclusive to people who've been around forever, and this is one of them. And if we gave everybody this one, everyone would start asking for a different one. You know, I mean, it's somebody who's... I don't know. I mean, I can see how the trophy case thing does appeal to the completionist type. But, you know, it's just not going to happen. We're not going to bring them back. So, I'm sorry, but no. No, 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 no. No, no. Isn't that a song?
Yeah, there's that song that's Tell Her No, 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 No.
Yeah. The Telf says, hey, JNS, well done with the recent events, though I think the plague event went down better with the community than the OMG Jake deleted the database event. Very daring, though. I liked how even after 24 hours of downtime, people were still wondering if it was like an April Fool's joke.
A really, really poorly timed.
Yeah. Lusty Pirate Wench says, can you please fix the Fez of Etymology recipe, please? It is tebroken. Is it? Put it back in. It's fixed now. Okay. Ricker Scott, would it be possible to move holiday announcements to the top of the main page? That is not a bad idea, actually. I can move those around a little bit. And Jack Vermicelli also says, do you know that the cloaca and dyspepsy trick-or-treat adventures are backwards, or is that a product of the veteran's senility? They were backwards last night, I think, or at least everyone was telling me they were backwards, so I switched them. They should be good now, right? I mean, that's like...
Yeah, when you're wearing the cloaca outfit, you get the dyspepsy guy who gives you the dyspepsy grenade. Which makes sense. Because he throws it at you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. That's what I was seeing today.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah. AdWriter says, I was curious if the past week's setback will keep either of you from attending KOL Umbus this weekend. No. I think we'll both be there, and I will be taking a break. And probably lining up for a bunch of stomach punches. AdWriter also asks, on a different note, is it possible to create a page option in KMail? This would ease deletion of the mail in the outbox and the saved mailbox. Yeah, I think just like paginating those mailboxes is a good idea, and that it's something that wouldn't be too tricky to do. So, and Zeno's getting good at paginating things. He wins the beauty pageant, and
he is a part of the pagination.
I guess so. Yeah.
Lusty Pirate Wench says, can we get checkboxes on our friends/ignore list so we can mass delete people?
That's a good idea.
And just don't piss people off like that. Or get pissed off at people like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you could decide you liked a whole bunch of people at a time.
No, she's talking about you have to add people.
Oh, for you to delete.
One
yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, never mind. I'm bad at thinking. Tiny Plastic Ponjo says, Jick, will you be keeping the Doppelshifter in the store until you can restore player items like Mr. Accessories, which were lost? Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Cactor Frankie says, hey, JNS, some of us lost everything in the time fire. Can you go back to when you show that we had an inventory and inject that into Hanks? At least we'd be a bit ahead. Yeah, that's actually the plan. For people who lost everything in Hanks and are right now, you know, have been playing for a long time, had a ton of stuff, and were in the middle of, like, their first Ascension run, so there was nothing in Hanks 6 weeks ago, I'm probably going to end up just dumping their 6 weeks ago inventory into Hanks. And then having them refile anything that's still missing. Let's see. Concord says, re-offensive usernames. What about offensive clan names? There's a clan called the Anti-Gay Rights Movement, and considering how many gay players there are, I don't think it's appropriate. That's actually one of my multis clans. I hate gay people, so...
You really gotta deal with those self-loathing issues you have.
I know, it sucks. I don't know, I keep punching myself in the face every time I catch myself masturbating to gay porn.
Yep.
And I'm just bruised all the time. Because I really never stop. I'm actually masturbating to gay porn right now.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, the people in the office have just kind of gotten used to it. They put up, they all got noise cancellation headphones. So they don't constantly hear, like, you know.
Squelching.
I was trying to come up with something that would be in gay porn. I tend to think of, like, army scenarios. Like, Private Felchworth, drop and give me 20 blowjobs. And then that's just the rest of the movie is 20 blowjobs in a row. I don't know.
Wow. You're digging the hole pretty deep tonight. Which is also something that you would hear in gay porn.
Yes. Without your trenching tool, Sergeant. And Private Parts. I don't know. Yeah, Shaving Ryan's Privates. That was my favorite movie-themed gay porn. Can you have a movie-themed movie? I guess you can. Oh, hey, speaking of movies, not gay porn anymore, I saw Mirror Mask.
How was it?
It was good. I feel like now I know what it would be like if I had never seen Labyrinth as a kid and saw it for the first time now. Because it's very family-friendly, you know? Even though it is visually dark, it's there's some silliness that I found a little distasteful, but I think only because I'm not, you know... Well, maybe because I'm not a 15-year-old girl.
Mm.
And the movie's just kind of like thinly-veiled coming-of-age allegory, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, it's like pretty much Dave McKean paintings just came to life and were awesome.
That kicks ass. Sooner or later, I'm hoping it'll end up at the mall up here. Otherwise, I don't know. Maybe we can see it in Columbus or something.
Yeah, we could. Mini Johnny says, hey there, I have another quote to add to your fake quotes. My dad was getting really annoyed at me playing KOL all the time, and he said that it is a sad game run by an evil man. I think it's an evil game run by a sad man. And no one knows what it's like to be the sad man. To be a bad man behind Blue.
Do we have anybody who works for us that has blue eyes?
I don't think so.
Blue eyes?
Yeah. Riff has gray eyes. Zeno used to have blue eyes, but then he threw out that jar in which he was keeping his victim's eyes. I mean, I'm your brown-eyed girl, and I always have been. Or I'm your brown-eyed girl.
Uh-oh. Where did we go days when the rains came?
I could never figure it out.
Down in the hollow. Like,
I mean, I know the last thing I remember was you holding that handkerchief over my mouth. So I made this change today because of the, and I'm hoping this will fix that stupid Norton Internet security problem, because it turns out that the most convenient and easy way for me to set up a link to an Adventure Zone now is going to suffer from the same problem that the last Adventure link has, where Norton Internet security thinks that it's an ad. So I changed the syntax of that link from, you know, adventure.php ?adv equals location to adventure.php ?snarfblat equals location. And then I just translate from snarfblat back to ADV once the actual thing is written. Because I'm guessing that no common ad sites choose their ads based on a variable called snarfblat.
True.
I don't know, though. Anybody who used to have problems with because the Cola Wars adventures were causing people the same trouble. So anybody who was having trouble with that, if you could look at it now and see if it's working with Norton Internet Security turned on. You know what? I think I actually own Norton Internet Security now, so maybe I could have done some research on that myself. But, yeah. Anyway, that was just one of the ways in which we're constantly improving the play experience for you. Another way is deleting everything.
Well, that improves it because then you have an opportunity to get stuff again, and it's exciting.
Yeah. Apparently Mr. Sulu came out of the closet.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. The Klingons are hot, Jim.
That was an excellent impression.
Isn't it, though?
Of somebody doing a very bad impression of George Takei.
Yeah, I do my best.
You had the gay part totally nailed, though.
You know, totally nailing gay parts is so much more your venue than mine.
Oh, well. Yeah. See, I just, it's like T-ball. I set up the jokes and you just walk up to them later, swing at them a couple of times, then get frustrated and just punch them off the tee.
That's funny, though, because I was in T-ball when I was young, and I frequently just could not hit the ball. I would hit over the ball, and then I would hit the tee and knock the ball onto the ground, which I think counts as a single in T-ball.
I never played T-ball. I played Pee-wee League baseball, but it was actually... They had a grown-up pitching.
Huh.
Yeah. But, I think I got kicked off the team because I would just sit there and play with the dirt in the infield.
Yeah, I would play with the grass in the outfield.
Yeah. Then later on, I started playing with your sister under the bleachers. I met your mom.
Yeah, hey. We should talk about my sister.
Knight of the Round says, what's up with the Harry Potter things in the forum?
I don't know.
What's up with your Harry Potter things in the forum? Dummy.
Yeah.
I felt that was a pretty measured response to that.
Yeah, I hope that you can bring that same kind of quiet intellectualism to the rest of the show.
Yeah. I don't know if that thing you sent me earlier today actually made it on there or not. Oh, it did. Good.
Oh, did you put it in there?
Yeah, I did.
Ah, groovy.
Quicksilver Johnny says, about how long do you think it will take for the game to go back to normal?
Yeah.
A few weeks. Knight of the Round says, is there a way for you guys to identify whether the filed report is legitimate or fake? Yeah, it's just time-consuming. That's the whole problem. And it wouldn't be a big deal to just go through and give everybody all their stuff. It's like making sure that we're not just giving shit away willy-nilly.
Oh, Ponjo says that he tried Norton Security with the Snarflinks and it works fine now.
Ah, good deal. Yay, problem. All replied to my headless Jick system announcement. Jick is without head tonight. Is Mr. Skullhead's mom on vacation? Ho-ho! Yeah. Thank you all. I wish I could remember an all commercial. Mama gets it out with A-L-L.
The Stain Lifter, that's all.
Yeah. Constable Mushroom says, Dear Jick, do you equate wienors to harble? I don't know what harble means. I bet Google knows.
Do you equate...
the first link is Urban Dictionary.
Ah, that bastion of usefulness.
Everything but nothing at the same time. The male reproductive organ. A man's hairy scrotum. Yeah. Urban Dictionary is funny, at least. I mean, the thing is, it is useful. Like, when there's some piece of slang that I don't know what it means, I can look on there instead of asking somebody and looking like a douchebag or, you know, an old man.
Yeah, if you want to know several things that a word does not mean, Urban Dictionary is the perfect place to go.
Yeah, but there's usually... On any reasonably established bit of slang, you can look at the ratings that people have given it and figure out what something means. You know?
I suppose. Although I don't think... I think I quit going there before they put in the rating system.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm still seeing the regular thing on the forums.
You have to refresh it. I had to refresh it.
Yeah.
It was very refreshing.
It was the pause that refreshes.
Bonham Never Dies says, Headless Jick and Mr. Spookyhead was lame.
There's such a thing as being lame, ironically, on purpose, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the only way that I'm lame.
I'm lame in both ways. I have a lot of range.
I also have, like, a sprained ankle, so I'm lame in more ways than you are.
Wait, but I thought you were saying you were only lame in the sarcastic way. You're lame in the sarcastic and the actual, like...
Can't we just let the past be the past?
Is that a joke that I don't get?
Bringing up things that I said, what, 10, 20 minutes ago?
Yeah. No, this was, like, maybe 15, 20 seconds ago?
Yeah, I know. You just gotta let it go.
Goldfish a Girl is asking me whether I think Jack Black or Kyle Gass is cooler. I think, Jack Black is cool, but Kyle Gass is cool, too. I mean, Jack Black definitely carries the duo. But, you know, how do we know? Kyle Gass might do all the writing on the back end. Jack Black might just be a ventriloquist dummy.
Well, given the size of Jack Black's back end, you can do a lot of writing.
Wait a minute. Are you implying that for Jack Black, writing is just pulling stuff out of his ass?
Yeah, exactly.
Was that your implication there? Was that what you were trying to cleverly allude to?
Sure. What? Sure. What?
Yeah. Nightmare says, Dear sirs, what is the scariest thing that ever happened to you? Please alter your actual story to involve ghosts, UFOs, and or Scully's mom. One time I almost got hit by a train, and then I got a ride home on a UFO that was piloted by the ghost of Scully's mom.
I don't know if anything genuinely scary has happened to me in my life.
Yeah. One time I was walking late at night and I saw some minorities.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Illegal aliens.
I realized it was just a truck full of mirrors. Now, I did almost get hit by a train once.
Were you two trying to follow the tracks and arguing about whether there were bear or moose tracks?
No, I was looking for tennis balls.
Was there a tennis ball train that went through town?
Yes. There wasn't. We decided that we would derail the tennis ball train, because then, woo, free tennis balls forever.
Forever.
No, no, there were train tracks right by the tennis court. Like, we used to go behind the tennis court, and we would get, like, just, you know, pick all these balls out of the ditch. There was, like, a ditch, and then a line of brush, and then train tracks. And we were, like, screwing around, getting tennis balls out of the ditch, and then we, like, ran over to run across the tracks to look for more tennis balls, and then it turned out there was a train, like, I don't know, it was probably, like, a ways down the tracks, but we were like, oh, no, I'm on the tracks, and the train's coming, and it's real close, and we had to run off the tracks. It was scary.
Did you run the wrong way on a one-way track?
Yeah. It sucked. And then I never went back.
Good. Good, good.
But then we got back at the train by throwing tennis balls at it.
But it was a train carrying tennis balls. Do you think it's going to fear your tennis balls?
Well, yeah. Because the tennis balls that we had were like, rise, my brothers!
So they were agitated.
You can be free!
Tennis balls.
They were what?
Revolutionary tennis balls.
Oh, did you say agitator?
Yeah.
I see.
Where are we at?
So you've never had anything scary happen to you?
Well, let's see. Once in high school, we went out, me and Bear Spangler and several others went out in the middle of the night to go climbing in Granite Dells, and got to this place that was supposedly an Indian burial ground, and suddenly saw a big shadow on a rock that there wasn't anything around to cast a shadow on the rock, and it looked vaguely like a guy, and then we got really scared, and then we ran so far away.
Hmm.
Yeah, and you know,
so one time you saw a shadow and got scared. That's that story.
Well, like seeing a shadow.
Or did Bear Spangler convince you that it was the shadow of his pet gorilla?
Right. Everyone has a Bear Spangler, I'm sure, growing up. The guy who just lies all the time for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember him and Doc Galactic were both in academic decathlon at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, Doc was a senior and he was a freshman, and their speeches were, like, and not even on purpose, but when it came time to practice the speeches for the thing, like, Doc's was about how the space program is a waste of time, and Bear's was about how awesome the space shuttle is. And it was really just kind of like that. Like, he didn't really write a speech so much as he just stood up there talking about all the stuff he knew about the space shuttle. So, anyway, that was just kind of a funny moment there.
He didn't give a speech on how he once flew the space shuttle?
No, he was talking about how he was going to, like, his uncle knew somebody.
No, of course. He did fly an F-16, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, anyway. Griffin P.
And he had a pet dead Indian gorilla.
Yep. Griffin says, so, Dick and Scully, you've recently released game-changing content on the scale of Black Sunday. How do you plan to follow this up? We're going to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. They opened a Disneyland there, didn't they?
Yeah, totally. Disneyland Columbus.
Good. Cool.
You can go on the Magic Blanket ride.
Aldous says, big post-toasties. Anyway, let me start that over. Aldous says, big post-catastrophe question. Before the crash, I had recently completed a hard oxy run, but had not ascended in order to see the current special events out. With all the ascension data losses, will I miss out on my hard oxy rewards and hardcore skill when I ascend, or should everything be okay? Everything should be okay. If you freed the king in between 2 a.m. and rollover, then you might lose your having completed a hardcore flag, at which point we can figure it out. But it should be fine. Nightmare asked if I dressed up like him for Halloween. No, I figured I'd, for a change, not dress up like Nightmare.
Word.
If I were to dress up like Nightmare, I think I'd just have to, like, stand in front of a funhouse mirror that made me slightly shorter and broader.
You need those special shoes.
Riff suggests those special shoes that make you 6 inches shorter. And I would also need fake eyebrows.
What would be the opposite of lifts in shoes?
Sinks.
Hmm.
Or the stairs.
Right. I think you mean the stairs.
Right.
Because lift is British slang. Arthur Dent 7 says, "Hey, Jick, my computer teacher is a retard. Could you please come up to Rockville MD and teach us code?" We would go back to Rockville, but then we would waste another year. So I don't think that's going to happen.
Clarity sends us a picture of Merle dressed like an angel. Aww. Gorgolok says, about the disappeared display cases, can display items without cases just be put into a case, or is that more difficult than it looks? That should be fixed as of today. For some reason, there were some cases that slipped through the cracks of the initial script that we ran, and those should have been reintroduced today. So if you thought you lost stuff in a display case, check again. Kayween says, could we get the missing Ascension History slots to say at least something so we can have our new runs appear correctly? Yeah, I'm thinking that we might insert some Lost in the Mist of Time Ascensions into those lists, just so the numbers don't... I mean, it's cool everybody's numbers are all fucked up like mine now. But, you know. Still people asking about the Roman numeral tattoos for Ascensions, and those should all be fixed. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if we get reports of that not having worked, then I'll take a look at what else is going on there. Somebody says something about the ADD demon in Clam Juice's avatar looking a lot more ADD than the one in the store, but it's exactly the same animation.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. That animation looks so much better in Firefox than it does in Internet Explorer.
Like everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of ironic. At school, I have Internet Explorer, which can't load Flash. And I have Mozilla Firefox, which loads everything fine. And granted, that's some weird firewall thing that our school's doing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of schools will use firewalls that are just sort of built into some Internet Explorer proxy.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, when you're using Internet Explorer, you're not really connected to the Internet.
You know, it looks like the AD demon on his avatar is cycling faster.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it moved in with another ADD demon that also was cycling faster.
Right, so it's a female?
Mm-hmm. Ashlyn says, can you go over how the backup has changed? Will it be backed up every so oftener or anything else? Changes to the backup? Well, it basically was just fixed. I mean, now, and I'm going to, I need to look at this and make absolutely sure that it's working absolutely perfectly. But now, everything that needs to be is being backed up in the process that runs every night. So, worst case scenario is we lose a day if this happens again.
Is this going to happen again?
No.
All right.
Not exactly this, but the thing is, like, this is exactly what would have happened if, like, the hard drive had crashed on the database server.
Right.
You know, so I mean, it's like, those backups are on another machine. I mean, it's not going to matter because the odds of something else happening like this in between now and getting the new server seems pretty small. And I'm going to try to rig it up so that we have roll-backable backups every hour. I don't know that there is really enough. I don't know that that's going to be really plausible. If it's something that can execute in like 15 or 20 seconds, then I would do that, you know, but if it's something, I don't want to have to take the game down for, you know, 1 minute of maintenance every hour. But, yeah. I think we can back a lot of stuff up there just by file copying stuff from one machine to another, and they're actually, like, decent. people who will talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Decyclops says, this event shows that your host has a policy of losing a lot of money because people leave them after a small problem they were too stupid to help with. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's like, if this had been the first time they had demonstrated this, then it would be a lot easier to level some blame against them. But, I mean, honestly, this was kind of a fool-me-twice situation because I shouldn't have expected them to help. I should have known better, you know. I should have been doing these server moves at the beginning of this year instead of at the end of this year. It's just, I was scared.
Fool me 7 or 8 times. Blame it on the Bossa Nova.
On George Bush.
Yes.
Ashlyn says, so after you've moved over, how about a picture of someone's hairy ass with a few middle fingers to show them how you really feel? You know. I have a feeling that the people who are responsible for their policies are not people who would ever see anything that I said. You know, I mean, there's no point in getting pissed off at the techs.
Or the mechs.
That's funny, because the techs are in Texas, and all my Texas live in Texas.
Is this some kind of bizarre Gollum country song?
Yes.
I just had this bizarre idea, like TECHS-MECHS. Just food that's prepared by the people who work on giant robots.
Right.
Or that would probably be Max Tax, wouldn't it? Lex.
The Bastard says, I'd like to ask again, but because this is something I really want to make sure you don't waste money on, have you considered using AMD Opteron processors in the DB servers? I am going with Intel. I know people are like, no, Intel's the man, and the man sucks, and their hardware's not as good. But I'm going with Intel.
Intel inside?
Yeah. A good friend of mine is an engineer for Intel, and if anything goes wrong, I'll make him fix it. Like, there's a flaw in the design of this processor, and he'll be like, okay, I'll tell him.
Jezzerfly tried to convince me not to buy any candy, because she said we wouldn't get any trick-or-treaters, and then we'd be stuck with candy. But I just figured that being stuck with candy is not the worst thing that could happen.
Right.
But she was right. Zero people have come to our house.
We've gone through a couple of bowls of candy. Like, we just set up the fog machine that we bought for the LARP, but then couldn't use because it was setting off the smoke detectors. Mm. And we filled the little alcove in front of the office with smoke, and then a chair with some candy on it, and a sign that Riff made that said, take too much and the zombie will eat you. Which I feel that we've only tempted people to take too much, hoping that some kind of zombie would jump out. But, yeah. So there have been a few, but we don't know. They come by and we don't see them. Yeah. Criswell points out, as do a few other people, that a lot of the items that I added didn't have multi-use, but I was in a hurry to get that stuff done, so, they'll eventually get multi-use. Hall of Access, can you give a little more definitive answer as to how much longer the time content will be online? No. A little while, you know, some time, a few days. We'll see.
I wonder if Hollaback sort of has a girlfriend.
That's the opposite of definitive, I guess. But
yes.
Black Belt Duck says cloaca is pronounced cloaca. Trust me, newts know. Isn't that how I've been pronouncing it? Or did I say cloaca?
I think she's saying it's cloaca.
Really?
I don't believe her.
MWN line says cloaca is pronounced cloaca. Oh. And then Moop says cloaca is pronounced cloaca, by the way. Anal retentive biology major. Oh!
Irony. Is your anus funny. Also your sexual input?
And then also what you eat with. That's about the only way that could get grosser.
Yeah.
The cloacal kiss. Gorgolok says, if the Cola Wars have been passed for 85 years, how does that make the Boss Bat the Goblin King? How old does that make the Boss Bat the Goblin King and Susie? Are we getting the Hotspur / beating up geriatrics? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting the hot sports left beating up geriatrics all the time. No, you know, Riff justified it in the forums. I mean, explained it.
Yeah. Was the explanation what I'm thinking, that nobody said the time rift made every zone the same time?
Yeah, and also nobody, the Cola Wars were something that went on for like 135 years.
Yeah.
And also, Kingdom of Loathing years are 85 days long, so people live a lot longer.
True that.
Or 96 days long, or however many. Yeah. XLee1019 says, does the asymmetric publication site say, hey kids, come play a fun new game? Yes. Oh, okay. Is Pep1982 says, Hasbro owns Wizards of the Coast, Hasbro owns Neopets. There we go.
Oh, okay. I wonder if Hasbro...
Oh, wait, I get it. That's what you're saying, that I'm catering to kids. Hey, kids, come play a fun new game. God the Matu says, the trick-or-treat page says, yes, kids, it's that time of year again. You're going to hell for your dirty, child-destroying game. Yeah, I'm going to hell for all the people I killed and tortured.
I'm going to hell for really wiping my ass with a Bible.
Yeah, dude. I really got to start killing people and torturing them in the other order. Because they're just not very responsible.
you crazy diamond.
Hollaback says, is it possible to remove that big notice about the server crash, or perhaps include a checkbox that allows players to disable the message? Yeah. Hot Stuff suggests adding a Yeti protest sign at the old IC peak.
That's awesome.
But... ArthurDent7 asking for categories in the contact list.
Categories?
And then you could use your contact list to keep track of people you play Scattergories with.
Hmm.
Did I ever tell you about the... Alright, the stoners that I hung out with my freshman year of college, they would always go... And you could check out board games from the front desk at this dorm, and the Scattergories was missing the die. So... The way that they decided to pick a random letter was to have somebody say the alphabet in their head, and then they would tell them when to stop.
Huh.
Which was kind of difficult because, like, a stone person isn't going to say the alphabet particularly quickly in their head, nor are the people telling them when to stop going to necessarily... It just took a long time, and it really seemed like we were just sort of always getting, like, N.
Hmm.
So, then I decided to write a program on one of their computers to randomly generate letters. And it took a long time.
So people are saying that if cloaca is pronounced cloaca, then cloaca cola isn't funny anymore. And I disagree.
Yeah, I mean, because it's written, it's not, you know, say it in your head, cloaca. Or cloaca.
I also think it's close enough, consonant-wise. Yeah. It's like Ovaltine and Octarine.
Wow, snarfblat.com. Welcome to Snarfblat, the internet's leading site for getting the latest Snarfblat news, Snarfblat demos, and Snarfblat products. You could say that Snarfblat is the world's greatest Snarfblat exit expert. What the hell is wrong with me? Arcraft1 says, my friend's dad calls KOL the kingdom of kids that have nothing better to do, which as far as I know is certainly not true. A lot of the people I know are people who don't want to work at work.
I mean,
couldn't you describe anything as something for people to do when they have nothing better to do?
I would think so.
Sable4 also confirms the Battlefield now shows up with Norton Internet Security's ad blocker function enabled. Kudos. Yeah. You know, that would actually make sense with Susie being 90 years old. That would put her in her early 30s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. And it can't be like, see, it's an ancient battle because they're fighting with crossbows and swords. Because, you know, that's where our technology is right now.
You know, they said that they didn't know what kind of weapons the Cola Wars 3 would be fought with, but they knew that the 4th Cola Wars would be fought with stones.
What?
I forget who that was. Somebody after World War II was quoted as saying, I don't know what kind of weapons World War 3 will be fought with, but World War 4 will be fought with stones.
Oh, I see. And then back to the... Bombed back to the Stone Age. Got it.
Yep. Should we take our little break?
I think.
Breaky poo.
I think that we should, and I think that you should never, ever again say breaky poo.
Or anything y poo.
Yeah, unless it's Winnie the. All right then. I'm gonna play Halloween stuff.
How many minutes of Halloween stuff?
About.
How many more miles till they get here, Gilbert?
About 9.5.
All right.
See you in a second, kids.
All right.
I mean, adults.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat. Like snakes and spiders in my hair. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin soul.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Found that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting out to pounce and how you say.
This is Halloween.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride
with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream! Everybody scream!
I am the clown
with
the tearaway face.
Here I flash
and
follow the trace.
I am the moon who stare. I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night. Dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween.
Now everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat. You make you jump out of
your skin. This is Halloween. Everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Mom and Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
The monster. From my laboratory in the castle east,
and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Mac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in no time.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Yeah, that song's a lot of fun. I also have their cover, their a cappella cover of Eye of the Tiger, which is pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If I don't have an outro song already, I might put that in there.
Wouldn't you be the one who knew if you had an outro song already?
I would be the one who might or might not remember if I have an outro song and what that song might or might not be. It would appear that, no, I don't, so I'll put that in there. Hoorah. So, during the break, I had the one trick-or-treater that I think I'm going to have, which leaves me with a pound and a half of nerds to cannibalize over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, you got a lot more than a pound, pound and a half of nerd over there.
See, the cannibalize, I thought, covered that.
Oh. So yeah, I guess rollover is an hour later.
Oh, because well,
it didn't happen yet. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I'm still on break. Oh, Funk Defried says, look up Jick in the Urban Dictionary. You're in there. Yeah, that's yeah. That's I like the definition of Jick. That is, in the game of Jick ball, the Jick is the player whose responsibility it is to get the goddamn out of the Jesus Christ.
And that's the only reference to Jick ball.
Yeah, anywhere on the internet.
Excellent.
That makes me happier than anything else about it.
Ah, boy. Got any ideas for something to talk about or anything before we start getting back to the rapidly dwindling supply of questions?
Have we got a little whisper, a little mystery to figure out? Something of that with things and oh man,
where were you going with that sentence?
I have no idea.
Do we have a little mystery to figure out?
Right, because you were talking about something to talk about.
I don't get it. Is that the Let's Give Them Something to Talk About song?
Yes.
See, I don't listen to Mexican music.
And by Mexican, you mean Bonzuela El Rate?
Yeah. Isn't she Mexican?
She's about as Mexican as English Bob is English.
Who's English Bob?
The guy in Pulp Fiction. I'm just carrying your ass tonight.
What? Really? What's that from?
The guy who says, my name's Paul and that's between y'all.
Yeah?
His name is English Bob, according to the script, or something like that. And then when they're talking about how the wolf, they thought he was European, somebody says, he's about as European as English Bob or British Bob or whatever.
I don't remember that at all. And I thought I remembered everything about Pulp Fiction. Are you sure you're not just making that shit up?
No.
You're not sure you're not just making that shit up?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So everyone in my class was very disappointed that I didn't wear a costume today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but there were like 5 people on campus who were dressed up. And besides, I left my costume at Sassy Lassie's party.
How is the how's the attendance in your classes? Do a lot of people stop showing up?
No, because if they do, it's like they get 4 absences, and then after that, their grade gets lowered a full letter grade for each absence.
Jesus Christ.
I have to do it.
Yeah. You could tell the administration to go fuck them collective selves.
I could.
But then you wouldn't be able to teach anymore.
Yeah.
Attendance policies in college are just ludicrous.
Oh, I hate them too, but I'm kind of glad because it makes them show up. Like, people who are working in groups, it kind of sucks if half of your group doesn't show up.
Yeah, that's why you just don't do group assignments.
That's another thing that we have to do, because everybody does group assignments, and they're going to have to learn how to do them, and they'll use them in the working world.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think that's really the case. I mean, or if that was the case, then you would want people to not show up, because that's what happens in the working world. There's always some douchebag like me who just doesn't carry his weight.
I don't know. Every group assignment I did in high school, I just ended up getting so frustrated with the numbnuts that I had to work with that I just said, you know what, I'll just do everything.
Yeah.
And you guys can put your name on it.
Yeah, that was kind of my situation, too. I'm particularly irritated by attendance requirements in college because my first year back at ASU, like when I decided to go back to school full time, I got straight A's except for one B, which was an A that got lowered to a B because of the attendance policy. And my assessment of that situation is like, okay, so you're saying that I earned an A without going to, you know, these eight classes or whatever, but because I didn't show up in class, I don't get that A anymore? Yeah. So if it's possible to get an A without going to class, you should be able to not go to class.
Yeah, I mean, when I ran up against those attendance requirements in college, I always just said, if you make your class as such that I can attend only half of the sessions and get an A, then don't talk to me about attendance policies. But now I am forced to follow them.
I just always looked at the policy. Like, whenever I would be taking a class and I saw one of those policies, I was like, well, not getting any better than a B in this class.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it would have been, maybe if I had actually been scared by them, that I would have gotten better grades, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe those are designed for people just like me. A couple people asking about whether display cases are recoverable or not, but they should already be recovered.
Yeah, I thought that they were.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what the reports coming in recently are like. BBB13 says, why don't you change the One-Eyed Willy adventure in the Hole in the Sky to the One-Eyed Purple-Headed Warrior?
Because it's a Goonies reference.
Yeah, there's already the Hooded Warrior. That's for, you know, those of us who are not circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure both of us are circumcised.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean us. I meant us, like the royal us.
Right.
Like us and everyone else.
Right.
The Great Merc says, the forum link doesn't work when middle-clicked on tabbed browsers. Please fix. I fix it by not using a tabbed browser.
I just can't use non-tabbed browsers anymore. It just seems like such an imposition to have to hit Alt-Tab.
Yeah,
I could just have one window that has all of my browser windows inside of it.
I dislike that intensely. If I used Firefox, I would not use it tabbed.
You just don't like things that are convenient?
No. I don't like having to bring the window to the forefront to see what web pages I have open, as opposed to just looking, like, glancing at the taskbar.
But then you're going to want to look at one of those open pages, so you just bring to the forefront your window, and then you pick the one you want.
That's two clicks instead of one, Mr. Skullhead. How is that convenient?
It's much more convenient than having a taskbar.
So you're saying that
windows.
something that requires two clicks is more convenient than something that requires one.
Look, if you have six browser windows open, either they're going to be so tiny on your taskbar that you can't see what they are, or they're going to be stacked, in which case you have to click to look at the stack.
That isn't true at all, because I'm always, if I have six browser windows open, they're open on things that I use that have titles. So I know the one that starts with capital T is the one where I'm logged into the game. And I know the one that starts with lowercase d is the one where I have the GM utilities up. Like, it's not
so
that hard.
You have to remember all of that.
You're right. I have to remember that the Kingdom of Loathing starts with the. I keep forgetting and having to look it up. You're right. That's a huge pain in the ass.
How many websites start with a capital T?
How many that I have open when I'm working on stuff? I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's seriously such a pain in the ass for me to use a tabbed browser. And also, you close the browser and it just closes God knows how many things you have open.
Right, but you start to close the browser by clicking on the big red X and it says, are you sure you want to close all your browser windows? And you go, oh no, I just wanted to close these two.
Yeah, you know, see,
I was
using tab
boxes.
Browsers when you were still sucking your mother's dick. So mine didn't do that.
Yeah,
and that was what made me hate tabbed browsers.
Even if there was a confirmation box, I mean,
Yeah, I would just hit the space bar to skip it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do, and that's how the database got deleted. Yeah. The Great Merc says his display case hasn't been fixed, so I wonder precisely what the Great Merc's problem with his display case is. Let's check. Let's see if it says that he has a display case, because if not, no, it says he has a display case. And I mean, if it's a matter of one or two things being missing from it, then that's a different story. If it's a matter of it being completely gone, yeah. And then that shouldn't be the case anymore, but it's not completely gone.
So the brown table just sent me a message that on thought isn't even remotely accurate or true. About the part of the show where you discuss the college, where you got a B from an A about attendance, the college makes money when you go to class, so it's only business to make you give them money for good grades.
That isn't true at all.
No, that's not true at all. They get money when you pay your tuition, and then the attendance records aren't really kept by anybody but the teachers.
Unless that's not true. I mean, unless the state gives them some kind of money based on actual class size.
I know that I don't have to turn in my attendance records to anybody.
Yeah. So. Well, and obviously you're the be-all, end-all.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Alpha and the Omega. King shit of Turd Mesa.
The Turd Mesa?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I live in the Turd Mesa.
No, the office is in the Turd Mesa.
Yeah. We all live in a yellow Turd Mesa.
We all live in a yellow brains.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that very much because it was just annoying. Yeah. One of the guys that was there was dressed as a painter because he was actually finishing up painting the apartment when the party started. So that was kind of a clever thing there. Noah was dressed like the Indian from Dead Man, but nobody really got it.
Right.
But, Jim Jarmusch-based costumes are always...
Yeah, I decided that for next year I'm not going to do what I've been doing, which is make elaborate costumes that are based off of an obscure property, you know, like our game.
Right.
And just go for something that'll be immediately recognizable, that I will look good in and be comfortable in.
I don't know that you're going to find something you look good in.
I look good in your mom's back door.
It's not very comfortable for her, from how she reports it.
That's because my cock is so big. Yeah, I guess I could just dress as your mom's anus for next Halloween.
So that's something that you look good in. That's great. Dr. Van Mojo says, would a feasible way to give people back their hardcore class tattoos be to check which stainless steel or plexiglass equipment they have and then grant the corresponding tattoo? Well, yes, except if you lost those tattoos, it's equally likely that you lost that equipment also.
Here's another great thing about Firefox. NRA just sent me a link. There's a plugin you can do on Firefox where you can close Firefox with, say, 12 tabs open, and the next time you open it, it'll save the state in which it was closed and restore it. Yeah, Firefox kicks ass. How customizable is IE? How customizable is it, i.e., how easy is it to manage? Get it?
Okay. Club Nifigan says, I am an adjunct professor. State aid can be removed for a student who does not attend, but it's up to the professor to keep attendance, only up through a certain date, though. Huh. So, nightly maintenance in 15 minutes. So, we'll finish our show during rollover. Actually, I was finished with it before I even started, but...
Yeah.
And Hollaback says, again, please, please, can you make a checkbox to remove that big server downtime message off the main map screen? I guess I probably should. He also says, I'm married, but my wife hates me. We still live together. Why?
Inertia?
Yeah. Marriage sucks. Or so I've heard.
Unless you're gay.
Oh, yeah. Gay marriage is awesome. I watched the episode of Drawn Together about gay marriage. Two of the characters get gay married for the insurance, which is exactly the single argument that I can see actually being meaningful against gay marriage. Is that I feel like a lot of guys would just get married to share benefits. Although other people tell me, whatever, guys would never allow people to believe that they were gay if they weren't. But I would. Although I am gay. So I would mostly be getting gay married because, you know, I wouldn't
want to... You would want Jesus to approve of your butt sex.
I wouldn't want to buy the milk when I had... could have been getting the cow for free.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of gay guys that are saving themselves for marriage. It really sucks.
Yeah, wow.
The World War IV comment was Einstein, says Shagey.
I am Soup Combust says, in Soviet Russia, browser keeps tabs on you. That was pretty clever.
Let's see. Everybody else is saying it is cloaca. Damn it. God the Mod 2 says, if this game is really for adults, can we see Susie's costume next year? Not that I'm into that sort of thing. No. Because just because something's for adults doesn't mean that it's adult.
Yeah.
Like dildos, perfect example. And pornography. It's for adults, but it's not adult.
Yeah. See, I was thinking of movies that were rated R for language.
Wait, what?
R.
Does that exist? Yar.
Yar, adults.
Pirate movies that are rated R.
Yeah, I mean, the children can't watch them, but they don't have any porn in them.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. It's always kind of depressing to see that that's the reason it got the R, or violence. Because there's no sex in violence.
That's true. I always hate it when HBO shows have the initial warning that there's nudity. It's always like some dude's ass.
Yep.
And that's really disappointing to me.
Although when the show is Oz, you kind of expect that.
Yeah. Although Rome got a lot of hot titties in it, and it's also a really good show.
Hmm. Is it brought to you by the word titties?
Yes.
Like that one episode of Carnival?
Yep. The previous episode was just brought to you by Goddamn It and Some Bitch. I remember... There was something awful Photoshop contest, which was just like choose your own adventure books that never made it. There was one random choose your own adventure book that just had this cowboy looking guy with a mustache on the front of it, and somebody had just edited the title to Goddamn Deadwood Cocksucker. Because Deadwood is pretty much a Western where every other word is replaced with the word cocksucker. It's kind of funny. Stepfield says, when players with the plague who are in haiku try to use slash commands, it generates the haiku warning post in haiku. Any chance you can make that stop? I think that might end with the plague. Yeah, I'll have to look at it. CoolDude310 says, I just got my letter from the king and only got the jewel and not the tattoo. Is this supposed to happen? No. Something might have gotten lost there. We'll see. Armax says... Oh, Hollaback says, I don't really see what the whole does he have a girlfriend comment was about. May your penis turn black. But I think it's a reference to the name, not the you don't have a girlfriend or something because you're a jerk.
No, I was saying, you know, I wonder if Hollaback has a girlfriend who is in fact a Hollaback girl. But got interrupted by you saying something actually worthwhile.
I think you were able to finish. I remember you saying it. I didn't exactly understand what it was a reference to, but I understood that it was a reference. Anyway, back to Armax's question. Everybody keeps asking me, when will the first restoration start to happen? Can you give a guesstimate on this? Tomorrow. And that's not so much a guesstimate as just a description of what's going to happen. We have a little bit more work to do on the tools, but the plan is to start going through them starting tomorrow. I don't know that I'm going to finish this Halloween stuff tonight. The show always drains me. I never get anything worthwhile done afterwards anyway. I should just try to go home and then get up early. Because that'll happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't seem like the best plan.
Arcone says, "You fucking classist bastards. Swords advantage muscle classes only. Why can't we make time staves and time crossbows?" Well, you know, it doesn't. It's not like a sword is a disadvantage to the other classes. And crossbows are tagay.
Well, it's also not something that you have to have on all day.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what we want people to do.
Well,
yeah, I know. The Torty of Lini says, "Hey, Mr. S, I'm a teacher who is required by the department to do group work. At the end of the semester, I let students grade each other to give them the ability to hold accountability."
Yeah, I've seen that in a lot of the stuff that we have to read for this class, but that just seems like, why would they give each other anything but A's?
I would think they would be more inclined to fail each other.
Well, if you know that...
Unless one of them was a hot girl.
Yeah. But you know that if you're giving someone else a grade, somebody else is going to give you a grade. So if everybody agrees that everybody gets an A, then everybody wins.
Yeah, but does everybody agree to that? It's like a...
It's
a prisoner's dilemma kind of thing, you know?
Or the Hispanic-American standoff.
People point out that tabs are titled. Scott in Exile points out tabs are titled in Firefox. I know,
that
but you still have to have it
yeah.
in the forefront.
That wasn't the point that I was addressing.
Plus, I like to have my browser windows across my three giant monitors.
Right.
And you can't do that when it's tabbed.
I mean, what I would probably do is have three tabs, or three windows with three tabs apiece, had I a couple of giant monitors.
Really? You'd have to remember to feed them, or else they'll crawl away back to the jungle.
Hello.
Get it? Giant monitors? Like a monitored lizard?
Yeah, because that's a joke that never gets old.
Mm-hmm.
I just fed my computer mouse some cheese.
Oh, wow, dude.
And my cat's chasing it.
Wait. Oh, dude, I get it, because it's a mouse.
Yeah. So do you buy that thing that there are those who claim the plural of computer mouse is mouses?
No.
I didn't think so.
Why would that be the case?
Because there are different things. Like the plural of the animal mouse is different than the computer mouse because they're different things. I had heard that was some borderline official thing in the geeky community.
Huh, no, I don't think so. No, yeah. The Tristero says, "Why did the Cola Fatigues have inverse images but not the helmets?" The helmets do. I just happen to draw them perfectly symmetrical. I mean, that's obviously not true. You know. I'm sad about this database catastrophe. I've been depressed for like a week.
We should have a thing where if you collect a certain number of love cat tails, you get a cat ass trophy.
Whoa, this is weird. Somebody photoshopped a picture of me and grinning evilly at a bottle of whiskey in front of a laptop.
Where's that? I didn't
That's
that.
The some necrophage sent. I put up a page that illustrates my theory on the DB mishap. Would you care to comment on its accuracy? And then it's like, wow. That's pretty awesome.
That's a decent Photoshop.
Yeah, the glasses are pretty clearly glued in where they stick out past my face. But, yeah, I wonder what that picture of me is from. I look horrible.
I've seen
that
before.
I look horrible in all pictures. I'm the least photogenic person I've ever met. Somebody must have shown me that videotape from The Ring when I was really young.
Oh, right. Yeah, actually, Jake is a really hot blonde girl.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just really not photogenic at all.
I just look at myself in the mirror, masturbating all day long. Werebear says, Werebear will be at KO Olympus. Woo!
Awesome.
That was exciting.
Yeah, you should do that a lot.
Yep. I think I can hold it up for 21 more minutes. hold on, let me try. No, I'm excited. I'm happy to meet Werebear. Maybe I'll wear the shirt that he sent me with the giant bear on it.
I hope he's going to be in human form and not bear form.
Yeah, me too. Do we know what the moons are going to be like?
We had a full moon just the other week ago.
Just the other week ago?
Just the other week. Yes, just the other wow. Motherfucking week ago.
Are you aware, retard?
No, because then I would be really smart right now.
Ah, I see. I shouldn't make fun of retarded people. No. A lot of them play our game.
Yes, absolutely.
I remember somebody suggesting in the forums that the Council of Loathing join together into some sort of Voltron. There are five of them.
But none of them exist from the waist up or down.
God. All right. I remember just like you walk in and there's five pairs of legs. And they're all just like,
Well, I just figured they would tap on the floor in Morse code.
I see.
And that we just translated that for...
Oh, of course. Yeah. I was happy to get the trick-or-treating stuff out last night. That was more work than I was expecting it to be. I forgot about all the other gaps that were in there.
See, there is somewhere that I had written a Naugahyde.
Oh, really?
Adventure and a Clockwork Adventure. Somewhere in that forum, but
I was pretty pleased with.
Yeah, they turned out really well.
The Naga one, I kind of had nothing, but anyway. But yeah, the Clockwork thing was fun because it was like the ores from Star Control 2, sort of. Did you ever play Star Control 2?
No, I don't think I played Star Control 1.
Now, Star Control 1 was completely different. Star Control 1 was just kind of like a space war clone. Like, you have a bunch of different ships, but it's just like kind of like a action game where you're flying spaceships around and shooting each other. And then Star Control 2 is... That is the combat in a just really beautiful, just incredible RPG.
Hmm.
That's, yeah, man, it just gives me chills thinking about it. Such a great game. They're remaking it for modern hardware. The guys that worked on it were able to get these guys the source code, which was cool. And there was some stuff that was still owned by whatever the parent company was that hosted it, so they can't have like the full motion video sequences at the beginning. So I don't even think they were full motion video. I think they were just like cutscenes that were animated stills. But that, to me, was like the real golden age of computer games. 320 by 200, baby. Might and Magic 3, 4, and 5. Those were, like, my favorite computer RPGs ever. Like, you know, fantasy-style, regular RPG-style RPG. Star Control 2, though, man. Awesome. There were a bunch of different races of aliens, and they all had really distinct, really well-written, and well-developed personalities.
Huh.
There's so much writing in it that it's just... And it was, like... writers writing for it. I mean, it wasn't like programmers writing for it, you know. It's a really amazing game. You should check it out. The port of it is called the Urquan Masters. Urquan or Quan. Yeah. Quan. Good game. I'm excited just talking about it. That and Planescape. You gotta play Planescape. or Planescape Torment.
Isn't that one of those games that people keep talking about in the forums, and people are like, shut up, KOL is the only game?
I don't remember. I don't remember ever seeing anybody talking about Torment in the forums. Although I've... It's weird. I've listened to some of our back radio shows, and I always just say the same exact things about it every time it comes up. Like how excited I am that one of your inventory slots is your eye.
Uh-huh.
That you can replace with different things. That's, again, like, there's, like, the different characters that you can have in your party are just, you know, it's not like, hello, I am barbarian. Hello, I am wizard. It's like, you know, hello, I am one of these characters from, like, the outer planes in the D&D mythology where it everything just works different.
Lee?
No. Differently? No, everything works different. That's a, even the grammar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. But, I don't know. It's just, it's so good that I just am getting a boner just thinking about it. Though I had to cheat because I kept getting killed. It's also, it's strange. It's a role-playing game where, in the D&D mechanics, the most important attribute that you have throughout the entire game is wisdom, pretty much. Hmm. Because that determines, like, how much of the story you actually learn as it goes by. Which is a little irritating. I mean, people approach it like a traditional role-playing game and we're kind of pissed off. Because, like, you get kind of a shitty ending if you don't have high wisdom. And I don't think your main character can become a cleric, so wisdom is kind of, you expect it to be useless.
Well, it's always good to give people something they're not expecting.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, yeah.
The,
I can't wait, I can't wait for, like, a couple years to pass so I can play it again, you know? Like, if I played it again now, I would just remember everything, but,
As if it happened only yesterday?
Yeah. Java Joe says, how about having button candy drop for DJs in regalia? No. Not going to do that. I'm not going to do it on purpose. Armax says, here's something else to cheer you up. Jennifer Garner has just signed on to do an erotic thriller called Sabbatical.
Wow, that's the sexiest name ever.
Who's Jennifer Garner?
The Alias lady.
What's Alias?
It's a TV show. TV is
a
that
what,
big
a what
box
show?
With moving pictures in your living room. She was in Daredevil as Elektra.
Oh, right, yeah, because I just rushed out to see that as soon as it came out.
Well, I did.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
When movies come out that are based on comic books, I go see them so that they'll make other movies that are based on comic books that hopefully won't suck as much as Daredevil.
Hey, it's a hot girl who's older than me. That always makes me feel good these days.
Yeah. I don't find her hot. She's more angular than anything.
Angular?
Angular.
Oh, she's one of the girlfriends in Dude, Where's My Car? Okay.
Oh, okay.
They were hot. Especially after they got that necklace that made their boobs bigger. Have you seen Dude, Where's My Car?
I've seen Dude, Where's My Car several times, yeah.
Okay, good.
And I'm a fan.
She was in Catch Me If You Can as somebody.
I mean,
I'm just
people
looking
ask
at
who Jennifer Garner is, and generally Alias or Daredevil will cover it.
Huh. Well, I guess I'm not people.
No, you're not. You're no Soylent Green.
Hog asks a very timely question. Do you guys just talk about nothing the whole time?
Sometimes
yes.
we talk about something. Rarely.
Hog says, my dog just pissed again. I think you guys subliminally told it to.
He was asking before if we knew how to get dog piss out of a carpet.
I see.
No, I know how to get cat piss out of carpet.
No, you don't.
You haven't been up here since I discovered the stuff that actually works.
Okay, I was going to say, if you knew how to get cat piss out of carpet, I would have had a considerably better time.
You didn't sleep in that bedroom.
What? One
why
time
you,
I did.
Why do you keep talking like you were in that room for any period of time?
Because it's all every time you live somewhere, the room with your computer in it reeks of cat piss. And
that's true.
When I go up there, I go up there to visit your computer, not you.
Well, this time we had laptops.
I'm surprised you didn't figure out a way to make the swimming pool at your apartment complex smell like cat piss.
Is that where...
Maybe you just hadn't had time.
Is that where I keep my computer?
Yes.
Where? What are you talking about?
That's why your computer's always broken.
It is making shit up now.
Well, kind of. Armax says you're depressed because you don't have closure. I suggest you remove your own dev access for 1 week as punishment. Huh. Okay.
I think that would be a pretty round punishment for the entire player base. A round punishment? I just can't talk.
The bub says, Jick, your drawings are getting better. The dyspepsia colon knapsack is an excellent recent example. Go your drawing skills.
I would say that his drawing skills are not getting better, but maintaining the same level of uneven quality.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I mean, that really wasn't an insult. Like, you draw an awesome penguin and maybe kind of a not-so-awesome guy in a helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, I do, though, I'm really tempted to go back, and I know I shouldn't. I know I absolutely shouldn't do this, but I'm tempted to go back and draw some of the earlier stick figures again with bigger heads.
No, you really shouldn't change anything.
No. I know. It's just like the Seal Clubber looks like, you know, he's been to visit the witch doctor compared to, like, everyone that I've drawn as
a
stick figure.
Yeah, but a pin-headed Seal Clubber is not bad.
Hmm.
I mean, they're not known for their brains.
Yeah.
The zombie Seal Clubbers aren't, though.
You know, once I'm actually needing to, like, put something on their heads or give them any kind of expression or differentiate them from other stick figures, you know, it's just, I need more room in there, man. So there was the great, there was that thing that happened that made it so everyone was hydrocephalic or hydroencephalic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that when
you have a
kid that's all fucked up?
I've heard both. I think it's
my apologies to anyone who... You think it's hydrophobic?
Except hydrophobia, oddly enough, is another name for rabies.
Does rabies make you want to avoid water?
I guess.
Huh. Maybe that's why your mouth foams, so it convinces you that you're already at the ocean, so you don't need to get any closer to water.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Or that you're done brushing your teeth.
I was done brushing my teeth before I even started. ABJR says, what was your reaction when you realized you deleted the DB? It was, xenophobe, I need you to look at the MySQL documentation and see if there's any way to recover from drop database. And
I'm sure he said, what?
Yeah. No, he looked, and yes, there is, if you undelete the files, which requires console access. Necrophage says, the pic of you is from one of the NO pics of you and Scully at ColCon 2. Oh, and the laptop is running MS SQL Server client in the background, if you can't see. Yeah, I thought I recognized that back from my days when I had a real job. Hollaback says, don't you think emo sucks? I still don't exactly understand what emo is.
See, I could list a bunch of emo bands, and every one of them you would just say, I've never heard a single song by any of those bands.
I mean, if Weezer is emo, then I'm not going to say that it sucks, because Weezer is good.
Right. Weezer is to emo as Nirvana is to Nickelback.
What? So, one band is to one genre as one band is to another band?
As Nirvana is to the genre in which Nickelback is. Nirvana was a good band. People that listened to Nirvana made bands like Nickelback. Weezer was a good band. People who listened to Weezer apparently made bands like The Used and Yellow Card. And The Promise Ring and Hawthorne Heights.
I don't know anything about music anymore. These damn kids. It's nothing but noise.
Is there any escape from noise, do you think?
I don't think so. You're tired. You're irritable. You're beaten down. Hey, I saw a Biohazard Man in chat the other day.
Huh.
Yay, yeah. Biohazard Man's back.
Ah, okay. Hydrophobia, a set of symptoms of the later stages of a rabies infection which the victim has difficulty swallowing, shows panic when presented with liquids to drink, and cannot quench his or her thirst. I would wager that the not being able to quench the thirst part comes from the panicking when presented with liquids to drink.
Yeah. Or perhaps the inability to swallow anything. From everything I hear about rabies, that's got to be just about the worst thing that can happen to you that I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the worst part of getting rabies in the modern age is getting a bunch of shots.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, let's say you were camping and couldn't get to a needle.
Yeah. But I always go camping with my heroine, so...
That's true. That's true.
She can fly into the city. Get me a needle.
Oh, boy.
We're funny.
Yeah. We're also out of questions and...
ideas.
And what?
Ideas. Like we is. Mm-hmm. Like we is. KMD has checked in a while back.
Yeah. We feel like playing some songs and going out while we're still on a high note.
Give me a high note. Okay, I think that's a note high enough to go out on.
Okay. Good night, everybody. I'll see you Thursday.
I'm going to keep talking for a second while I actually cue up this song.
Fine. Are you going to cue up...
I'm going to cue up the Eye of the Tiger. And what's a good short They Might Be Giants song?
Any They Might Be Giants song? Stormy Pinkness.
Yeah.
You don't have that?
I don't have that.
One of Fingertips. Not that short.
Not that short. You. One more parade.
What's the name? Might Be Giants. Welcome to the Jungle?
I'll do one more parade. That's a good one.
Well, I've never even heard of that song.
It's a cover tune that John Linnell did. It's good.
I see.
So here we go. Here's A Little Eye of the Tiger. We'll see you next time. Thank you.